share a little bit about Jesus today.
Yes. Right on.
Yeah.
Bring it, Bronson.
Come on, Bronson.
Join with me in praying for Bronson. Mm. Jesus, you know how much I love Bronson. And Father, as a mom, we pray for our sons and sons-in-laws to be a man of God like this guy. So I thank you for him. And I pray, Father, that the life you've poured into him and the things that you've revealed to him, Lord, that he would be able to articulate it to us, Lord, and we may know you better. And so, Father, I pray your Holy Spirit would come upon him and just engulf him and bless him and encourage him and hold him. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Oh, my mother's embrace. That is so sweet. Thanks. Well, she said it. My name's Bronson Steiner. I was born December 14th, 1990. And my middle name, if anybody wants to guess,
Danger.
That's right. Did you really say Danger? I'll pay you later.
Yeah, that's right.
Bronson is my name, and I just wanted to spend some time sharing a little bit about my year with you guys. My year of 2021, I had another baby Lucy, and she is sick right now, teething and drooling all over herself. And she sits there just like this. Just drooling all the time. And let's see, we moved out of the aunt's house. So we lived with the aunts from 2020, March?
April.
And we just moved out last month. My wife and I, we moved out into a little townhome in Huntington Beach. And yeah. So we're HP locals now, and I kind of grew up in that town, but it's nice to be back there. But anyway, so we had a baby, we moved out of the aughts, I became an elevator mechanic, so I finished my apprenticeship.
What?
Thanks. Yeah, you guys, you think you know me, you're going to know me after today. I'm an elevator mechanic now. I'm working in Burbank on a really cool, like a famous architect. His name is Frank Gehry. Frank Gehry, if you guys have seen his work, he did the Disney Music Hall, right? Or Opera Hall? Yeah. He's done a few like famous museums throughout the world. And I'm working on that job, building an elevator over there. And some of the guys at my work, they think I'm a little strange, and I tell them you have no idea. I lived in a commune this last year. I've got four little girls in one bedroom. What else? I basically embrace it. You know, why not? Yeah. So there's a little more about me. It seems like I don't quite fit in the construction world, you know? Like, that's okay. I think that's totally fine. So, I fit here. I feel like I fit with you guys, and you know I'm a little quirky, but that's all right. And in fact, my wife, she still surprises me. I'm still getting to know her. It's been 7 years in a month. So in a month from now, it's been 7 years.
Woo-hoo.
And she said to me, I'm not attracted to you. and I'm like, let me say this. So, this is like, I'm like, so people at work think I'm weird. My wife's not attracted to me. And I'm like, my kids just cry all the time. Like, what is going on? And so what had happened was, I bought these pants that she really didn't like. They're the, you know, they're like the hiking cutoff pants that you go hiking with, and you can zip them off. And I wear those a lot, and she doesn't like them.
You're a model of them for you. She's wearing them.
Yeah, here. Like, yeah, see, I love them. I love them. I had like a John 3:16 shirt that's just, I don't know, I guess it said like true story, it's, I don't know, it didn't fit me right. And then I have like my little, like, she called them golf shoes, but they were Adidas I bought on sale. And I thought they were kind of like cool, but they're not cool. So she wasn't attracted to me. And I thought, that's not cool. So I shaved my head, put on some nice pants, and I'm wearing a cool shirt she bought me, and now she's not here with the kids. So she's, the kids are sick, but it just kind of, it dawned on me that I didn't know what my wife liked me wearing. And that was a little concerning, that I didn't know, like, you know, how, I didn't know how to turn her on anymore. I didn't know that. I lost my cool. So I'm working to get that back. And hopefully I will know what she likes, you know, this next year. I will know it. And I will know her. Hopefully I'll just know her more and more. And I want to know my kids more and more. I get to hang out with them on the weekends. So a little more about me. Right now, I'm working from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Thursday, and I drive in about 2 hours of traffic those 4 days to get home. I drive in an hour of traffic to get to work, 2 hours of traffic to get home. So I'm getting home around 7:30 at night, like missing dinner. I don't see my kids Monday through Thursday, basically. I see them a little at night, but some nights they're already in bed. And it concerns me that I don't know them those 4 days of the week. And I'm like, what do I know? Okay, I know elevators a little bit more than I did last year. That's cool. I know what my wife doesn't like me wearing. Okay, check. I know Jesus loves me, you know. I know Wes and I, we're doing double digits, if you guys didn't know. That is something that's new, because Kim and Tim have left to Tennessee. Wes and I, we're basically tagged by Kim, and I really love doing it with him, and we love doing it together. And we're going through the verse of Colossians that that Christ is the image of the invisible God. So every other Friday, we talk about, like, this is who God is because this is who Jesus was. And we get to show the kids little things about Jesus, and hopefully they get to know more and more about who God is. Because we know that the closer you get to God, the more you fall in love with him, and the more he can, like, change you and, like, love on you. So we're just pushing through that, me and Wes. What's up, my best friend?
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. I told you guys we got a new house, so I'm getting to know these new areas of my life. I'm getting to know my wife more. I'm getting to know my kids more. I'm getting to know our new home. I realized that if you kind of like play with the blinds and then kick it, then the blinds will go up. And I know that when you flush the toilet, you just kind of gotta like wiggle around a little bit, then it flushes. That's a joke, by the way. And then just all these little nuances of my new house. I'm getting to know things. And I love how I get to see Birdie. You know, she gets to know school a little bit more. She's going to school. She's so cute. Winnie is just such like a lover. She loves to snuggle like she's doing right now. It seems to me that the important things in my life, I want to get to know them a little more. Do you guys see that in your life? Does that help? Like, of course, for hobbies, like if you know your hobby well enough, it becomes more enjoyable, right? If you know your profession a little bit more, if you just know it right, it becomes somewhat easier and more familiar. That's another word, familiar. Even each other, like the more familiar Wes is to me, I feel like we can work together better in double digits, right? If we get more familiar with each other, it just seems easier to kind of confess sins and to do worship together. That's one benefit of a smaller congregation, I think, is we get familiar with each other in a way that you can't do that in a bigger number setting. Like for instance, high school, you don't really know everybody in high school, but you have those few classes that are about 20 people, and you get familiar with everybody, and those are the friends that, you know, you see on Facebook now. So, a side note too about being familiar. This is going somewhere, by the way. Familiar is not like social media familiar. Like, oh, I know Britney Spears. And my wife would say, no, I know Britney Spears. She knows Britney Spears. She loves Britney Spears, by the way. But it's like, you don't know people on social media, right? It's just, you just don't. Like, you don't know what they smell like. You don't know what they like to wear. You don't know their nuances. Like, they're really, like, weird, you know? Like, Bronson at work. They call me Beaker. Like, my nickname is Beaker, just so you all know. Beaker. Yeah. You're going to know me after today. So, the more... Daniel said it this way a couple weeks ago. Daniel preached a really good sermon on... Was it? It was peace, right? Or no, it was joy. It was joy. Marquita preached on peace. That was awesome. Daniel preached on joy. Tara, love. I loved it, by the way. Thank you. And I think Allie preached on hope. Yeah. So, Daniel said that life, it can lose its color. That's what he kind of said. And what me and him talked about a little bit later too, and it was like, I can identify that in my life, I've lost some color. You know, it's like, I'm in this like weird, it's almost like I'm just learning so much that it's hard, and I thrive on like passion and adventure and spontaneity, I think, and for some reason it's like I forgot that I can know these parts of my life more and more, and the more I do, I can be more full of life, I think, when I get to know them better, right? When I actually invest myself and try to get to know these parts of my life better. And we long for familiar places too. I've noticed that at my new house, I long for it to be my home. I long for memories that they're not there yet. Isaiah 55. How's that for a transition? Here we go. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Then the Lord says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This last year I've realized that I don't know the Lord like I wish I knew him. I don't know the Lord's ways like I wish I did. And a lot of that has been on me, I think. I've sort of lost interest, if I could like confess that in a way. It's like I've lost interest in parts of my life. I think I've just been a little dragged down for whatever reason, but today, the word of the Lord is, He's near. And we ought to get to know Him. Like, because He's near. And I know that when we get to know the Lord, we get to smell Him. And we get that skin to skin, you know, as the mothers with the babies. There's something in that our souls need that so badly, to get that skin to skin with the Lord. To get that, like, the communion. To get, like, guys, we need to get to know the Lord like this. Like, over and over and over. And it's inexhaustible, too. It's beautiful. Like, He says, I'm not like your friends. My ways are not your ways. I'm different. And there's a mystery to me, to the Lord. There's a mystery about Him that creates a tension. Like, we can never know him on this side of the veil, right? Like, not really. But we could get to know Him better, and that is where we find our love is, like, alive again. And our passion is rebirthed today. And, like, you guys know what I'm saying, right? Like, we draw near to the Lord, and all of a sudden our heart starts to, like, beat again. And we step back, and it just kind of, eventually it goes, like, the color is gone, and we're kind of just stuck with ourselves, right? And I'm not passionate anymore, and I'm not as interested in the Lord. And what if He's not as attracted to me as He once was, right? What if I'm doing something that He doesn't like? What if it's like that sin is not attractive? You know, like, what if He doesn't like those pants? Those pants. Yeah, I want to know. I know for me, but the word for all of us is that we would continue to just step in, step closer to the Lord, and let Him tell us what He doesn't like, and keep going. Like, oh yeah, I want to know what He doesn't like in my life. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I flinch every time I get convicted of something. I just flinch and I step back, and that's my temptation. But it's dangerous, for one. And it's also lifeless. Because all the life that I've ever had, all the love, is when I'm like right there in it. Like, no matter what. If it's a new part of Him, we still need to know that part of Him. We still need to try. And that's the word today, that we would become familiar with the unfamiliar parts of the Lord. Try. And there would be more color for our life in that. There'll be more color in our Christianity when we do that, when we press in. Definitely my job at work, it used to be a lot more scary. The guys were so strange to me, and I'm so strange to them still. They actually told me they love me, but they think in 10 years I'll just be this weird guy that people are going to say, what's up with him? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I have Asperger's. I don't know. Maybe it's okay. I think it's okay. I don't, though.
You're fine.
I don't. I'm fine. They are. It's us and them, right? No, just kidding. So... I love the guys I work with. I wish they would be here. I did invite some of them, but they live in, like, Santa Clarita and faraway places, so. there's a passion that I see in some people, and I know it's from spending time with the Lord. That's what I want to be like those people. Like Rick, for instance, you. I see you at worship practice and stuff, and you have such like a patient heart. And I know that doesn't come natural for most people. Like you have that part of you that looks like the Lord to me. And I just want to thank you for that, for sticking to it and walking with the Lord. Because it's beautiful. Like you are just so gentle and you're so safe. But the way you talk, you know, to us in the emotional, I love you, Rick. My voice is just cracking. So I need coffee, but there's no coffee, is there? There's no coffee. Another person is Robin. I see Robin, and you got this like youthfulness and this love in you. Like you just, it's from the Lord, you know. And I want to be there someday. I want that. I want those gifts. Like I want the benefit of the Christian walk. When I just stay in it and I get to know him more. We need to get to know him. I need to know him better. So listen to this. This is what I'm talking about. In the movie Elf, when they're at the mall and Santa is coming to the mall. Do you kids remember what happens in the movie Elf?
Yeah.
With Santa when he comes to the mall? Santa! Santa! I know him! Santa! I know him! Do you know him? It's Santa! And then the guy shows up and he goes, "You're not Santa. You're not Santa. You're an imposter. It's an imposter. This isn't Santa." And the whole thing, everything falls over. You guys know that scene? How good is that?
That's so good.
That's so good.
That reminds me of Home Alone.
Yeah. Oh, let's go. You want to talk Home Alone? Oh. Breaking and entering is okay for Santa, but not thieves. Okay? All right. So listen to Paul, the apostle, in Philippians. "Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness of God, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead." The Philippians letter is it's so beautiful, and then out of nowhere it's like Paul just gets back to, I want to know him so bad. I want to know him no matter what. I want to know him if I lose everything. It's like that old hymn, "Take the world, but give me Jesus." Like, take the world, the whole world, who cares, but just give me Jesus. And it's a confession of mine that, like, that makes me flinch, usually. That just, I have these parts of my life where I'm like, I don't want to lose that. But we got to be willing to lose it. We got to be willing to love the Lord more. And I know, and you guys could tell me this, you older people here, In all respect, I mean, is there anything better than just like than being in the Lord's presence? Like, no. Really? There's nothing, right?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing better.
No.
Than just being skin to skin.
Yep.
Nothing better.
Yeah.
Just take the world and give me that, right?
Yeah.
That's what we need to remember. That's what we need to, like, long for this next year. That we would just know him. Because when we do, we're going to love him. And when we do, we're going to look like him more. You know those old folks, they say, like, after 70 years, they end up having the same face because they're just with each other for so many years that they laugh the same time and their muscles kind of form to look like each other. And, you know, in a really, like, creepy way. And they have the same patterns and... they smell the same and they walk the same. And pretty soon they're just okay, I'll stop. But that's the kind of that, like, I don't want to lose that kind of passion for the Lord.
Amen.
That I would be like him more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And
come on.
I've noticed that passion fades when we stop pursuing God. Passion fades when we stop pursuing God. Mm. What God gave us passion for is for him.
Amen.
That's what it's for. Our passion is for worship.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's fading in your life, what are you worshiping? You know, what are you knowing more than him? If you are, like, losing that color, mm-hmm. just kind of examine it.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of, like, trying to fix it necessarily, I just want you to go to him.
Amen.
Like, just run to him and get that skin to skin, and I feel like the rest will just fix. It'll just, like, fall off, because
Amen.
Nothing is better than getting close to him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if I have Asperger's, that's, you know, those guys usually... Okay, I'm just going to go with this a little longer, Wes. So... The thing with Asperger's is usually they're a little socially, like, awkward, and but they know something, right? Like, I have a friend who's so good at fishing because he's got that, like, Asperger's, and he knows fishing, man. He can fish. And my dad, man, he can, like, he could tell you conspiracies. Like, he knows those conspiracies. And I don't care if I have Asperger's. I just want to be known for knowing Christ. The guys at work, they joke about me and they say, oh, he's the guy who used to, like, you live in a commune, and then they make up stories about me, and then they're like, yeah, he went to prison for this or that, and I'm like, but then he found Jesus, they say. I'm like, all right, that, just keep that in there and we're cool. Like, yeah, just bring in the Jesus, you know, that's fine. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, let's see. There was a pastor at Calvary Chapel. We're almost done, by the way. The Calvary Chapel pastor, his name was Mike something. Mike something. I can't remember his name, but at a Friday night Bible study, I remember him telling me that all knowledge ought to lead to worship. Like, all knowledge of the Lord ought to lead to worshiping him. And I don't know if that's exactly it, but it's basically it. I remember him saying that. It was pretty cool. I gotta believe that the more we know of him, the more we want him. And when you twitch because you don't like something about the Lord, or just, I encourage you guys just to not step back. Just don't step back. Just keep going. Because, you know, there's things about our spouses or our kids, maybe, that we don't always love, you know, can I say that? There's things about Riley, you know, maybe, whatever, but ultimately I know that when I love her, like, I'm crazy about her, like, I know that those little things are no big deal. And if we lose that dimension of her, if I lose that, like, spot of her, then I don't really know her all the way, right? So if the Lord wants to discipline you this year, just get to know that side of him too. It's really actually graceful, right? Or just other part. I say that because for some reason that tends to make me twitch. Like, oh, discipline from the Lord. Oh, no. But really, I need to know that. I need to know him that way. I need to. I'm telling you guys that too, because we need to know the full person of Christ. Because it's beautiful. It's the best. I tell the double digits, like, he's the superhero of superheroes. Like, Jesus is so cool. He is amazingly cool. He's better than Santa. All right. That we may become familiar with the Lord Jesus. This is the last verse. It's 1 John. Because how could you talk about knowing Christ without reading 1 John? It's like, I gotta read 1 John. The whole book. Are you ready? Just kidding. Chapter 4. Verse 8 through 21. I'm reading version ESV, if you want to get it. 1 John 4, verses 8 through 21. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he, so also are we in this world. But as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. That's a good verse. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this is the commandment we have from him. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. Man, I could keep going. But if you read 1 John, it talks a lot about knowing the Lord, knowing God's love. And if we're Christian, we better know our God. We better know God's love. We better know God's care. We better know God's comfort. We better know God's correction. We better know God's encouragement. We better know God's adventure. We better know God's passions. We better know God's tastes, what he likes. We better know God's, like, favorite toy, you know? Speaking of Christmas, like, we better know God.
Yeah.
We gotta know God. Mm-hmm. And it definitely starts with his love. Mm-hmm. So, let's see. I love you guys. It's been a good year, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm.